Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. With that weather outside, it's kind of teasing me all day.
And I was down in Palm Coast.
Great.
As I've told people repeatedly, we've got our sister offices.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more offices. So Realty Executives Oceanside is not only in Jacksonville, but we are on Palm Coast. We are also, we go down to Port Orange. So
nice locations, both.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And soon have an office in St. Augustine. So we are just booming our Realty Executive Oceanside. But we have offices throughout Florida. We have about 26 offices between just south of St. Mary's all the way to the Florida Keys.
So if you're interested in property or need any real estate information, call Anita and she'll set you up. And it doesn't have to be right here in Metro Jacksonville.
It doesn't. And you know what's great is I do travel. I was just down in Miami selling property a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I fell in love with it. It's like I was ready to buy, you know, a vacation home down there or something.
Very enticing. Now, that's a different part of Florida, and that's more exotic, of course, down there.
So. I'm just exotic, I guess.
Okay, well, moving right along.
But we are, we've got such a great show today. We have Ryan Proffitt with two F's and two T's from Future Home Loans.
Future's bright.
The future is bright. Yes, it's always great to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be here. Excited.
And we have real estate attorney Blake Deal. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
And what's what we're going to talk about with attorney Blake today is the fact that we're going to talk about portability, what is it, and homestead, because the clock is ticking. And next Monday is your last day.
That's right, March the 1st.
To file. So we're going to be chatting about that. So you do not, this is the time to call in and ask your questions about homestead or portability at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And most of you don't even know what portability is. And so we're going to explain that to you and how you can take your taxes with you to your new destination. So exciting. But we all heard about, you know, Tiger Woods. Let's talk about what's happening around the U.S. for a second. And a lot of people forget, because he does live in South Florida, that he's actually from the O.C. He's actually from Orange County, California, and grew up in Cypress, California. So he was very familiar with the area where he was at. But unfortunately, he was in a hurry. And hopefully he'll get better. I mean, we know he'll get better, but hopefully his career is not over. But I got a feeling he's done.
Not good when they have to use the jaws of life to get you out of the car.
Yeah, and then they came back and said they didn't. But
that was a false report. I guess they extricated him, but not with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't have to use the jaws of life. They took that back, and they used an axe.
Oh.
They still had to pry him out.
The axe of life.
Man, sounds like the axe is a little more risky.
Yes. But we wish him the best. We hope he recovers.
Speedy recovery, yes.
Speedy
recovery.
Mm-hmm. Because either way, I think we'll still see him out there. So
let's hope so.
Yes. And a lot going on in real estate. You know, last week, it's amazing. But, you know, I keep telling you guys to hurry up and call me. But we got a little bit of news. It's not bad news. It's just it was better last week. But it's going to get better again. So, you know, last week interest rates were about at a 2.25-ish, and Today, they're about at 3.25-ish. So they have gone up, but what comes up must go down. I am a firm believer, Ryan, that they will go down again because they're fluctuating, I think, right now a little bit more than normal, I guess. But I still think they're going to go down. I don't think we're going to see them go extremely high by any means this year.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, we were at all-time lows, so, I mean, it's an all-time low for a reason. So what comes after an all-time low, right?
Yes.
It has to go one way or the other. So it's,
they do.
But... So we knew it was coming, and it just, they don't really tell you that, hey, all of a sudden rates are going to go up. But the last 2 weeks, it's just been a lot of volatility, and interest rates have been rising a little bit. But they're still historically low. They're just not as low
they
as
are.
They were before.
Yeah. Yeah. A 3.25. All day long. I mean, it's not bad.
You have to keep it in perspective.
Yes.
My parents were school teachers, and in the 70s, I remember my dad telling me they had a mortgage that was 18-point-something% during
yes.
the Carter administration.
Sure. Oh. And even in the 80s, my first home with excellent credit was at, and it was a deal to get it at 13%. A lot of people were getting 18%. And
yeah, it's funny. I've been doing this 18 years, so when we started, you know, we were doing mortgages and purchases, and, you know, 6.5%. And it was like, if we get below 6, I need to lock in. And then we got, if we get below 5, we need to lock in. If we get below 4, we need to lock in. If we get below 3, we need to lock in. It's just the people now, they have no idea if they're buying their first home, how high interest rates used to be.
No, they don't have a clue.
No.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, I still don't think they'll ever get to, well, hopefully let's knock on wood somewhere, but, you know, that they'll never get to like they were back in the early 80s.
Yeah.
I'm suspecting that, you know, we might someday see them maybe at 8%. But that is so long and out there that
even what we got going on now and where they are today, it's still very affordable. Still can get a great house, still a comfortable payment with the rates are today. It's still a great time to buy.
It's now, excellent.
I saw something today where it went from like 87% of people could refinance and get a lower rate in the country where they were 2 weeks ago, and now it's down to like 78% or something. So it's like 10% of the people lost out on a refi, but that's nothing compared to the 14 million people that are going to get a lower rate.
Yeah.
The hardest thing about buying is finding something for sale.
Yeah.
That is
inventory at record lows.
Difficult. And just a reminder to everybody that we can assist you with pre-owned homes as well as new construction. You definitely want to be represented. And what's great about Blake, tell us about your attorney's office, because you do closings.
Yeah, I've been doing closings for almost 26 years. I think it's a little over 10,000 at last count. And so our office is out in Jacksonville Beach. And it's been a great career. I've really enjoyed helping people get into their new homes and helping people sell their homes. And every single day, I'm writing contracts.
It beats being a divorce attorney.
I've
all day long.
I've really enjoyed it. It's great welcoming people to Jacksonville.
It is.
And the beaches.
It's just fun. It is a fun job because we get to give someone the key to their future home. And normally, it'd be very odd, but normally everyone's happy at the closing table.
Well, who wouldn't be happy moving here? My wife and I just went to Hawaii for a week, and we were coming home, and I said, you know, you live somewhere pretty cool when you don't mind coming home when you've been in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
Yes, amen and aloha to that. So there is nothing like Northeast Florida and the great state of Florida.
It was always an undiscovered gem, but it's been discovered, I think.
It's been discovered for sure. Because all my clients, I even have one from Hawaii right now, and I'm in a closing right now with my client from Hawaii. So there you go.
Yeah, I bet you their dollar goes quite a bit further here than there.
It certainly does, and that's why he's investing here. But give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Anita. And if you want to get in the conversation, you have any real estate questions as we go through the hour, give us a call, 904-831-0600. That number is 904-831-0600. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate.
There There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
You're listening to a special best of edition of Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we are live on Facebook at Anita Gonzalez Hiles, and we will have it later at Rapid Fire Real Estate. So perfect. And we have Trisha. Miss Trisha.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Okay, I have a quick question for you. I had a house built in a new subdivision. I was one of the first houses, and they built it, and at closing, I did it. I had my own closing attorney. I had a buyer-broker relationship with the real estate agent, and I moved into the house. 26 days later, the city came out and kicked me out because they said the house was condemned. It was condemned at the foundation. Never got a certificate of occupancy, even though I had my own inspection and a VA inspection. So I went to court on the first part of it, and the judge said that I still had to pay the mortgage because the mortgage company didn't give me a house. They gave me a mortgage. But there was no certificate of occupancy on the house. I said, why can't I just get out of it, though? Because the house has to be tore down and rebuilt.
Ouch.
Ooh. Well, I'll try to answer that one in 10 seconds or less.
Yes. Yeah, that's a tough one,
that
Trish.
That is a complicated one, Trish. I'd have to see the contract by which you purchased the property. But in general, when you purchase real estate and you pay the money, have you ever heard the saying, possession is 9/10 of the law?
Yes, sir.
Now you're living in the house. They have your money. Obviously, you're having to go through the legal process to try and fix the situation. But typically, you would not be able to close on the purchase of a new home if a certificate of occupancy had not been issued.
Exactly.
That's a really unusual situation you're describing.
Yep.
Nobody knew at closing it didn't have a certificate of occupancy.
Yeah.
Normally
that's something that would be a box to check.
Yes.
I've never heard of a lender making a loan without verifying that there's a certificate of occupancy for the property.
Yeah, nobody caught it until after I was in it for 26 days.
Yeah, and you said there were problems with the foundation?
The city condemned the house at the foundation for no vapor barrier, no meshing. They used the wrong gate or concrete. They didn't even know the house was finished. It was a new subdivision.
Goodness gracious. Well, wow. Sorry you had to go through that.
Was that an established builder?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What county was that in?
I got a gag order. I can't say his name.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't ask you to.
The best advice I have for you on that would be the same advice for anybody that finds themselves in a pot of hot water like that is get the best attorney you can get.
Yeah, well, I'm running out of money, so I just figured I'd have a contract, because it didn't have the CO, and I'm tired of paying the lawyers. Because we can't get anywhere.
Well, there's a lot of lawyers out there that will get paid at the end. I mean, it sounds like it's a winner. I don't know how you would lose that, but
that one is.
I didn't know the house was condemned. I didn't know it didn't have a certificate. I thought that's what my closing attorney was for.
Well, you're describing a situation that's very common. That when people are buying real estate, a lot of times they assume that people are looking out for them on things that they're not necessarily getting that representation. There's a lot of difference between what people think is going on with people looking out for them and what is reality. Now, if you had hired a real estate attorney to represent you as your counsel, then that real estate attorney let you buy a new home without checking to see if there's a certificate of occupancy, that's not good.
Oh, so then I can go against my attorney because it wasn't the builder's attorney. It was my attorney, closing attorney.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I would love to know more, Trish. You need to keep us posted, though. Please keep us posted on the outcome.
Yeah, I got in trouble because I wrote on the roof of the house, "You built this lemon."
She's a
well,
puzzle.
I can't blame you there. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I will keep y'all posted.
Yes. Thank you, Trish. Trisha. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, oh my God.
But it would seem to me, though. I mean, if they're supposed to issue that and they didn't issue it, how can she be in the wrong? I mean,
that's what I'm thinking.
Well, believe it or not, it sounds like it was
the people, like you were saying, that are supposed to be watching out.
If I build a just piece of crap house that doesn't have a certificate of occupancy, has mold growing out of it everywhere, and I offer to sell it to you and you want to buy it from me, we can do that deal and I can take your money and you can get a deed. There's not any particular thing circling around to protect you unless you get someone to look out for you.
But if I don't know about a certificate of occupancy and I assume that all that stuff is in the right place.
What I always tell people is the average person buys or sells a home every 10 years. And if you were to go study and learn everything about it, you need to know you'd have forgotten it by the next time the 10 years came around.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to get professionals involved when you go through a real estate closing. It's not the place to try and scrimp or save money by not having good people looking out for you, because there are some unscrupulous people out there, unfortunately, that will take advantage of people. And unfortunately, it's part of my practice. I see it just about every day. I get a phone call.
I guess where money is involved, people are going to do what they're going to do. Yeah. But the now, one thing I haven't seen, and just to jump in real, because kind of the question came up, with our hot real estate market, you don't see too many homes for sale by owners as much now, do you?
We do right now because because the market is hot. So, and they know that things are limited. So we are seeing more.
Why, they feel they can make a profit pretty easily that way?
Well, they.
But not a Ryan profit.
Not a Ryan profit. And again, I am not for FSBOs, obviously, not because I'm a real estate agent, but because I always feel that you need representation and you need to have an advocate. And this is, you know, it doesn't go perfect all the time, granted.
Right. But it seems like that's more of a risky situation unless you think you know a lot about real estate.
You think about it, a straight normal commission on a real estate deal is 6%, which is a lot of money, but yet 85% of deals have real estate agents involved and are listed on MLS. And so that tells you how important it is, or 85% of people wouldn't do it.
People think that we just show property. You know, they see HGTV, they think we just show it and we unlock doors. You know, we look pretty and boom, the deal's done. No, there's very few deals that go smooth. When a deal goes smooth, you know, it's like knock on wood. It's like nobody say anything because this is going too perfect. Every deal has hiccups. There's going to be issues if it's with home repairs, if it's with a foundation, it could be almost anything, but things will come up and you need somebody who knows what they're doing.
I had a guy call me on Sunday and was buying a new home in Ponte Vedra Beach, $1.9 million, and was referred to me and said, and they're really pressuring me to sign this stuff, and I need to give them a deposit and sign it. I said, well, how much is the deposit? And he said, 10%, you know, so $190,000. And I said, so you want me to look at this real quick and tell you whether it's okay to hand someone you don't know $190,000? And we were like, yeah. And I said, well, I would advise you to take a little bit of time and let someone read things over and look into things before you do that.
It's amazing that
anybody would even consider doing it.
Was it new construction?
Yeah, it was new construction.
Well, new construction is normally 5 to 10% down, depending on the builder. But on a house that big, Well,
that's what I was going to say about Trisha, the caller that we had. She didn't mention anything about her realtor or anything like that. So,
well, she says she was represented by a realtor.
Well, she said by the attorney. So then it kind
of. Yeah, a lot of times people. They think that the attorney that's handling the closing is representing them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
That's not the case.
Yeah, they're just acting
in a transactional capacity. But I get people that call me every day and say, hey, I'm buying this house and I want somebody to look out for me. And will you represent me? And I do. And I go through every single thing and make sure everything's okay.
Well, you know, new construction, you got to be careful with, because on new construction, and that's why it's important to have a realtor. But not all of us work the same with new construction. Some of them will take you there, and then you don't see them again until closing. Because really, that's the rule. That's what they like. We don't necessarily are involved in the process, but when you have a good realtor, like myself, I have a new construction going on there. I'm out there, and I go in different phases to check on it, and I get back and stay in contact with my buyer.
Yeah.
So, and I get Home Pro inspections to do the different phases of inspections at slab and everything. So, and I'm present for all of those, and I stay in contact with the realtor. I mean, with the on-site agent.
That's a great suggestion. And a lot of people, when they're building a new home, they don't realize it'd be a good idea to have an independent inspector inspect the property at several stages of construction just to make sure everything's okay. That's a great idea.
It really is. And it does help in that process. And especially because my clients are from out of state, so they're not here to pop in to check for themselves. So I've got to be their eyes and ears. And it's important to have an agent that's willing to do that. And that site is way down in St. Augustine. But it doesn't matter. I will travel to do that. I mean, that's what I get paid to do.
You got their best interest. Yeah. That's what they want.
But most new construction people just want us to drop off the client and, yeah.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal prosecutors say an employee of a Department of Defense contractor and another man arrested now on suspicion of participating in a scheme to steal, then sell, sensitive Air Force technical data. Sarfraz Youssef of Florida accused of acquiring more than 1,800 military documents while working for Summit Aerospace. Motorists waiting in long lines at gas stations in the southeast after that hack of the nation's largest fuel pipeline led to distribution problems and panic buying. Government officials and energy analysts say there is absolutely no gasoline shortage. Federal health advisors have endorsed use of Pfizer's vaccine in kids as young as 12. Earlier in the week, the FDA cleared the expanded use of Pfizer shots, citing evidence they work very well. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The investigation into the violent stabbing death of 13-year-old Tristan Bailey so far has seen one arrest, several developments that deputies say have been critical to the case. The St. Johns County Sheriff.
There's no doubt in my mind, and again, I worked homicide for almost 12 years. This is nothing even nearly remote being an accident.
The sheriff goes on to say that more social media accounts have been ruled out being involved in the teen's murder. Governor DeSantis says all school districts should get rid of the mask requirements for next year. School districts around the state deciding whether or not to require masks for next year. The governor's stopping short of issuing any mandates or executive orders, but he's making his opinion on the matter clear.
These kids do not need to be wearing these masks, okay? I'm sorry, they don't. We need to be able to let them be kids and let them act normally, and that's what should be the case in the fall throughout the school year.
That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of an accident on I-95 southbound before the Fuller Warren Bridge, blocking the left lane in that direction. Also, there's a broken down vehicle I-95 southbound at the ramp from Airport Road on the north side. And there's a multi-vehicle accident on the West Beltway 295 northbound at Wilson Boulevard. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, low 60. Thursday, cloudy with showers likely, high 68.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Satisfy your comfort food desires at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. From Florida's best fried chicken to ramen and more, Hangar Bay Cafe is open 7 days a week. Dine in or order online at hangarbaycafe.com for pickup or DoorDash delivery. Support your local veteran-owned restaurant through these challenging times. You're always welcome at Hangar Bay Cafe, 2294 Mayport Road. For pickup and DoorDash delivery, visit hangarbaycafe.com.
You're listening to a special best of edition of Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Know you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And if you need to reach me, I am easy to find, let me tell you. 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. I'd love to list your house. Or I'd love to help you find a new one all day long or be your advocate at new construction. But we have real estate attorney Blake Deal, and I love having you.
Thank you.
And I miss our eye candy.
Yeah. That's Bobby Stockton.
That's Bobby Stockton, and he couldn't make it today. But tell us about homestead and portability, because people have till Monday, and they need to get it done. Anybody who owns a house or recently purchased a home, you want to make sure you file for your homestead exemption. And why is that?
Saves you a bunch of money. So when you move to Florida and you buy a home, there's going to be property taxes. And in general, it's about statewide, it averages about 2% of the value of the home. And filing for homestead does two big things. It keeps the taxes from going up. If the market runs up, the most that your property taxes can go up is 3% a year, or the change in the consumer price index, whichever is less. And CPI changes have been under about 1.5% for a long time. So if you file for homestead, you won't see much of an increase in your property tax bill over the years. It also gives you there's about 24 different exemptions that you can get. The most common one, everybody calls it the standard exemption, is $50,000. So it saves you about $1,000 a year off your tax bill. So filing for homestead is a very, very good thing to do. The filing date is March the 1st. If you moved into your home anytime before December the 31st or earlier of 2020, then you're eligible to file for homestead. That will go into effect January 1, 2021. You'll have it for this tax bill that'll come up in November, and it'll save you a bunch of money. So you really, really don't want to forget to do it. It's pretty easy to file. Like we mentioned, I've been a real estate attorney for many years, and I saw people just mess that up so many times.
I know.
And forget to file. And then when they passed portability in 2008, everybody got really confused about that and very rarely take advantage of it. And there's some bias in the way that the property appraiser systems work that tends to sort of take portability away from a lot of people. And so I saw that so much that I decided to do something about it. I started a company called Florida Homestead Check back in September of 2019. And what we have tried to do is create some very easy-to-use tools for people. If you go to do your federal income tax, you probably use TurboTax or H&R Block or an accountant. A lot of people do, and that's because you kind of know that wouldn't be a good idea to call up the IRS and ask them to help you with your tax return. But for some reason, a lot of people think you can call up the property appraiser or the tax collector and ask them to help you with your property taxes. It's sort of a strange thing. But so we're trying to kind of become the H&R Block TurboTax for property taxes. And we helped hundreds of people last year to save a significant amount of money. So we've created some really cool things. You were talking about portability earlier.
Yes.
And portability, you know, those years that go by that your tax bill is held down, and then you go sell your house and move to another house in Florida, you hate to lose all those savings that you accrued over the years. But when they passed portability in 2008, that's what it did. Portability means portable. So you could take those savings with you to your next house. But it's a separate filing. There's some things to know about it that are not intuitively obvious. So what Florida Homestead Check has done is built some very, very easy-to-use tools. We've built a free portability checker. You just go to portabilitypros.com, and you put in some basic information about your house. It'll tell you how much portability you have, and it'll tell you, more importantly, whether or not you could do better and get even more portability. Very easy to use, no cost. It's free. Allows you to generate a little report. If you're a realtor, you can use it and send it to your clients, and then they can come to us for more help if they need it. We've also created a very easy way to help people file for homestead. You just go to homesteadfiling.com, and we have a homestead filing packet that's a great tool. It's $25. You download it. It gives you a link to check all 24-plus exemptions to see which ones you're eligible for. It gives you an online filing link based on the property address that you're buying. It gives you links to all the forms that you're going to need. And walks you through everything, but most importantly, gives you access to our property tax counseling center, where you can call someone and ask all the questions you want and get us to help you with the filings. We, every day, seems like we have someone on the phone that really basically needs us to do it for them, walk it through them. And it'll save you, if you're a realtor, you're a closing agent, or you're just a normal person, it'll save you a lot of trouble with going through the rigmarole and calling the property appraiser's office and being on hold for a long time. Or a lot of times the people there, you know, they try to do the best they can, but sometimes you get somebody that hadn't been in the job too long, and we're the experts. Everybody we have is highly, highly trained in the area of property tax. So those are some cool tools that you can go to, and if you want to wear yourself out learning about the exciting subject of property taxes, you can go to FloridaHomesteadCheck.com, and there's all kinds of stuff to learn. But we're here to help you make it easy and not have to worry about it anymore.
Yes. And so if you're like me and you don't like to do it yourself, I got to admit, I like just handle it, you know, because I'm too busy doing other things. And you can just go to FloridaHomesteadCheck.com and they'll do it for you. And it's actually very reasonable and they'll get the job done. Or you can do it yourself and go to HomesteadFiling.com and
yeah, homesteadfiling.com will allow you to download the homestead filing packet that shows you everything you need to do to file. Makes it just easy. And if you want to check, see how much portability you have, the best advice I can give, Anita, is if you are thinking about selling your house at all in Florida and moving to another house, portability is a very important thing. If you're going to sell your house in Florida and move to another house in Florida, go to portabilitypros.com, put your information in. It'll check your portability for you, tell you if you could get more. It just makes it so easy and it's free. And so many people, they'll move and think they've got a whole bunch of portability and find out they didn't because there was a couple things they didn't do before they sold their house. So as soon as you think about selling, that's really the time to do it.
So does it matter where in Florida, or is this for the state of Florida?
It does not matter. It's the whole state. You can move from Pensacola to Key West. And, you know, let's say you bought your house in Pensacola for $300,000 and you lived in it for 10 years and now it's worth, you know, $500,000. So, but your tax bill is still going to be down at about that $300,000 where you bought it. And now you want to move to Miami, where you love so much.
Yes.
And you want to buy a $500,000 house down there. Well, if you use portability properly, you can move from your house in Pensacola that you've lived in for 10 years to your house in Miami, your new one, and you won't see your taxes go up at all if it was the same value house. But to make that happen, you've got to successfully navigate portability. And what happens is a lot of people, they don't have the portability that they think they have because of the way the property appraiser valuation systems work. They're kind of biased against homestead owners. And that's one of the things Portability Pros does, is it identifies those situations, lets you know about it so you can fix it before it's too late. Because if you go ahead and you sell a home without fixing it, you lose it forever. And you only get one chance to optimize your portability, and that's when you're selling and going to the next home. And you can have as much as $500,000 in portability, which at a 2% average tax rate, Ryan, what does that save you a year?
It's a lot.
He's our banker. Come on.
$1,100.
That's $10,000 a year it'll save you on your tax bill. So, $10,000 a year. There's a lot of people in that $500,000 club. That's
a lot, dude.
That's the one you want to get to. So that's how it all works. PortabilityPros.com to check your portability for free, and HomesteadFiling.com to help you download the easiest way to file for homestead. And one other thing I wanted to mention to you is when people are shopping for homes and they get on Zillow or they get on Realtor.com and they're looking at homes and they all have a sort of little payment estimate there. A lot of times those payment estimators are way off on what? The property taxes that
yes.
you're going to pay
yeah.
and the insurance you're going to pay.
They're
and
off
we,
on everything.
And we have created Florida's most accurate payment calculator. It's called the Winston Payment Calculator. If you type in your computer, Winston Payment Calculator, it'll pop up. You just put in the price of the house that you're looking for, the address, and this payment calculator will hit the property taxes 100% accurately, well, 99%. And it will also do an amazing job at estimating your flood insurance, windstorm insurance, and give you a payment estimate that's accurate in all of those categories. And it's free to use. It doesn't cost anything. You can run as many payment calculations as you want to.
That's excellent. That's Winston Payment.
The Winston Payment Calculator. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. You can access it through Florida Homestead Check, or you can just type Winston Mortgage Payment Calculator and it'll take you straight to it.
Well, folks, this is the time to give us a call, because if you have questions about homestead or you're not sure what to do and you're thinking, geez, did I actually file or not file, give us a call. And
Monday's the last day.
Yeah. And ask the questions you need to, because we have Attorney Blake Deal from Jacksonville Beach here. The number is 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we are live on Facebook. And I did post some pictures of my backyard and some of the renovations I did. So you need to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, so you can take a look, and I'd love some of your feedback. There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
You're listening to a special best of edition of Rapid Fire Real Estate.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we're talking about homestead and portability. And you've got till Monday. And so if you have questions, you need to give us a call at 904-831-0600. I tell you that I am shocked that of all the homes I've sold, probably more than half were not homestead. And I had asked one of my clients, well, why didn't you do it? Oh, I just kind of forgot about it.
Yeah, we have a lot of statistics. About one-third of the people in the state of Florida who are eligible to file for homestead never file for it. You mentioned Miami earlier in the statistic. In Miami-Dade, it's over 50%.
Oh, my God.
And, more than half the people don't file that can. And portability, it's over 50%
yes.
that don't take advantage of portability. They assume it's automatically done for them, and it's not in most cases. You have to file for it separately, and if you don't know to do it, it doesn't happen. But one little common misperception I'll mention is if you forget to file for portability, if you remember later, you can file for it and get it in the subsequent years. A lot of people think that if you've forgotten to file for it for more than 2 years that you lose it and you can't get it, and that's not true. If you go buy a home and you had portability to move and you file for homestead, but you just forget to file for portability, if you realize it 5 years later, it's okay. You can go down and file for it and start getting it. But I will tell you, a lot of property appraisers themselves don't understand that. And just about every day we're having to school a property appraiser somewhere in Florida that there's not some 2-year limit on claiming forgotten portability. And they'll sit there and argue with you, and you have to pull out the statutes and show them.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue with an attorney if I wasn't one.
Yeah, that's what we do. We argue.
Yes. Yes, you guys are good at it, too. I probably would be great at it.
Yeah, I also wanted to mention a lot of people think that the only exemption that has to do with homestead is the $50,000 homestead exemption. But I mentioned earlier there's about 24 more. For example, if you build a granny flat on your home in Florida and you move your parents or your grandparents in it, you can save up to 20% of your tax bill. There are also some huge ones for senior citizens. If you earn under about $32,000 a year on your adjusted gross income block on your tax return, and you're over 65 in Florida, you get another $50,000 exemption on top of the first one, saves another $1,000 a year. And here's a crazy one. There's one called the super senior exemption that if you earn under that about $32,000 a year and your house is worth less than $250,000 and you're over 65, you are completely exempt from paying property taxes in Florida. A lot of people don't know that one. Only about 15 to 20% of the people eligible for that ever file for it.
Wow, that's great. Well, we have Amy on the line that has a question for us. Amy, thank you for calling in.
Ah, thank you for taking me. My father owns his own home. He moved into a living facility. He has dementia. So he is at a facility, wants to keep his home. He did file he sent the card in stating he thought he wasn't eligible for homestead. I've talked to numerous people. They tell me he is eligible for homestead. I've tried to contact the city. I get a generic response. This is what I need to do. And when I try to ask questions, we play in phone tag. And so my question is he eligible for homestead?
Okay, that's a great question, Amy. The test is to be eligible to file for homestead, you have to live in the home with the intent of permanently remaining there. And so if your dad got dementia and he moved to an assisted living facility, that kind of severs that test, and so he would be required to relinquish his homestead at that point. And you don't want to get caught not relinquishing it, because if you do, there are some very severe penalties.
Okay.
And how about...
Go ahead.
How about portability? I mean, when he goes to sell that...
Well, now, sometimes people move into assisted living facilities that they own their unit there. There are several around town I'm familiar with. So you actually purchase, you get a deed to your unit
there.
And that's no different than if you bought a home somewhere else in Florida. If you had homestead savings, you can certainly move that via portability into the home that you buy in the assisted living complex.
Did he purchase it, Amy, or is he in a facility?
No, he did spend quite a bit of money for the buy-in, but it's not, he still pays a monthly rent.
Yeah, I'm kind of going through the same thing with my mom right now, so I'm familiar with that.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, he doesn't qualify.
Sorry, not good news.
Yeah.
Well, I am glad I got a final answer.
You did. And thanks for listening, Amy.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Bye.
Yeah, we'll see an extra prayer for her dad. That's tough to go through.
Absolutely. And, you know, Anita, another thing I'll mention is people a lot of people don't understand that you don't have to be a U.S. citizen to file for homestead. If you are here on a green card or any kind of a visa that allows you to remain permanently, you can still file for homestead. I've run into quite a few people that said,
Yeah, it just has to be their primary residence.
Well, and you have to be able to be here permanently. But I've met a lot of people who said, well, we've never filed for it because we aren't U.S. citizens. And I said, well, are you a green card holder? Yeah. Well, you could file.
You could file.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And what are some others? Maybe exemptions.
There's a great one if you're in the military and you're an active duty service person. If you get deployed outside the United States and its territories, the entire time that you're deployed, you don't have to pay property tax the following year. So if you're deployed 50% of the year, the next year you get a 50% discount on your property taxes. If you're deployed the whole year, you get 100% discount. And a lot of active duty service people that move to Florida don't realize that. And they go ahead and pay their whole property tax bill when they didn't have to. There's a whole slew of others. There's some really good ones that if your home gets damaged in a catastrophe, whether it's a hurricane or a fire or a sinkhole, you know, all the different catastrophes that can happen, basically you can come back and remodel the home. And even if it was, you know, 1970s vintage and you bring it to current standards, basically you won't incur any increase in your property taxes for doing that. There's some limitations to it, but basically you can remodel your home without seeing a big increase in your property tax bill.
That's great. And that's a great thing for our military, for people who have been deployed. You know, it's something to think about.
Yeah, I was going to say the other one we see on the lending side is if they're in the VA and they're 100% disabled, then they can go and file for the exemption as well, correct?
Yeah, yeah. There's a whole slew of them for disabled veterans that go as far as exempting you from any and all property tax liability
yeah.
with no limitations whatsoever. But, you know, one quick thing I'll mention, Ryan, on the lending side is a lot of times lenders will set up the escrow account for a purchaser based on what the property tax bill was for the prior owner. And many times that's a really bad indication of what the property taxes are going to be. People buy their home and the next year they get a huge increase.
Every March you get that phone call.
Yeah, and they're upset. Yes. They don't like it. And Florida Homestead Check has actually come up with something called Smart Escrow that a lot of lenders are beginning to pay attention to it. But it allows the property tax escrow to be set up in a way that there won't be any need for future adjustments and people don't get that shock. A lot of closings I do, I'll see a form in there called a payment shock notice. And it says it's just to let you know that you're going to get shocked the next year when you see what is going to happen to your property tax portion of your mortgage payment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because your payment will go up.
Yeah. Especially if they forget to file.
file.
That's the last thing you want to do. That'll really hurt you.
It did. I just want to add. I'm going to give you those websites. Please check into this. You definitely want the discount. You want to go to homesteadfiling.com for all the paperwork. They'll guide you through it. It's $25. That's homesteadfiling.com. And you can go to floridahomesteadcheck.com. Attorney, real estate attorney, he is in Jacksonville Beach, Blake Deal. Thank you so much.
And if you want to check your portability, just go to portabilitypros.com. It's free.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome. Glad
to be here. Two F's and two T's. We love Future Home Loans.
Future's
Thank you
bright.
So much.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, guys, stay safe. You've been listening to a special best of edition of Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita and the crew returns next Wednesday live in the studio. Florida Vote.